This is Ubumitude, original podcast. On this episode, we talk with singer-songwriter Tift Merritt.
Everybody told me this is who you'll have to be. My hands in my pockets as deep as they'd go. I walked home and packed up my cases to leave.
I come to songwriting as a short story writer. I'm not a short story writer anymore, but when I started out, that's really what I was trying to do, and I really love short form. I really love the intensity of telling a story in three sentences, and I think that that's what a song is. But I think that you have this other element, you know, in a short story of the characters, the setting, the plot, the atmosphere. You know, in a song, you have the music, and the music is doing so much of the descriptive, subconscious feeling work, and you really have to use that as like a whole nother aspect. And I think that's what's exciting about songwriting. But I really am devoted to short form storytelling, and I do think about songs as you have three sentences to tell a story, because that's really what it is.
I don't know how to fix the world. I don't know how to fix myself. Seems like we both need some love. Seems like we both need some help. Maybe you could fix it with my.
When you talk about your influences, I think it's healthy if your influences are changing and growing over time. So it's hard for me to pinpoint exactly what my two or three influences are that planted the seed that grew the plant. But I will say that I've always been very taken aback by Emmylou Harris's singing and Kitty Wells's singing. And I'm obviously a big, big fan of sort of 70s singer-songwriter, very personal writing, like Neil Young and Townes Van Zandt and Joni Mitchell. You know, after that, I think that you are always adding new pieces, whether it's a film that you love or a way of telling a story. I think Eudora Welty is a huge influence with me. Her short stories, I think, are songs with words. So I think you can look around and find new influences every day.
Three-legged dog, remember when you brought him home? He was talking to himself, 'cause he'd always been alone. April is a fine time, just thought you'd be around for June, though he never really promised.
I think when you're putting an album together, it's very important to have a few things in mind that are very, very loose. I think it's really important to not impose some kind of form on what it is going to be like before it is what it is. You know, I always say that your work is leading, is driving, and you really have to kind of be in the backseat to where it wants to go, rather than trying to impose some kind of false, stiff theory about what it is. So with this album, See You on the Moon, I really just wanted to make something very open and very direct, and I began that with, when I just sat down to write, I thought, okay, I want to be more open than I've been. I want to get out of my own way. And then when the songs came, they sort of demanded that same thing happened musically, that open space and be a member of the band, and that we not clutter things or make the waters murky with too much stuff.
You, how did you get so wise? I take the advice I find in your eyes. Me, I've been waiting outside most of my life, oh, like a rabbit. I'm just making you mixtapes with homemade covers.
When I was writing mixtape, I was in my mother's basement, funny enough, where I have all of these cassette tapes that I've saved. And there are a few of them that I realize really had music. They were my introduction to music that has become hugely important to me. And it was such a nice thing that these people did, putting this music together for me. And then I thought about, you know, the process of making a mixtape for someone, which is storytelling in its own right, even though you're using someone else's words, or you're, you know, it's this very introverted, thinly veiled process of trying to put together just the right parts to tell somebody how you feel. And you've made this homemade cover, and maybe you've made it four times because you messed up on the first three. And I just think that homemade, handmade aspect of making things, it's really, really important to me. And I don't think a playlist is really an adequate substitute. So I wanted to make a portrait of how special I think mixtapes are.
I'm just making mixtapes with homemade covers, strings and drawers. Show we're lovers when you're driving around in the summertime. To hear again, just press rewind, rewind.
When we were making See You on the Moon, we wanted to do two things. First of all, we wanted open space to be a member of the band. It's much easier to put a lot of things on a record rather than just boil it down to the elemental and the essential and just put what is supposed to be there. We thought a lot about Bill Withers' arrangements, where it's so creative and spare, yet at the same time it's so powerful. And I think as a band, what we wanted to do was maybe not say, okay, everybody go play all at the same time now, go. We wanted to really build out from the songs rather than building out from the band. And that sounds like a really, really subtle difference, but I think it really allows for a lot of open space and a lot of creativity. And really, I think this record is just the essentials left alone, and I'm really pleased and proud of that.
Under the skin.
For more information on Tift Merritt, visit Boomitude.com and TiftMerritt.com. This has been a Boomitude original podcast. You're just a pig.